Today we have a video request from an anonymous donor. Hi Mixer101, I just sent you a donation and I was hoping you could do a video about what I've just experienced. I just broke up with my girlfriend after 3.5 years. She told me last Sunday she needed to go to the park and talk to me about something. When we got there, she said she was scared to tell me because I would hate her. She just wouldn't tell me. I kept having to guess until the point where I asked if she cheated on me, thinking there is no way in a million years she would do that. And she just sat there and started crying and nodded to me. As I was sitting there in absolute shock, I asked her, with who? She said it was with Monica's brother. Monica is a friend that she goes to the gym with, the same gym that I also go to. And Monica's brother has always seemed flirty with my girlfriend, but I never suspected anything because my girlfriend was 22 years old and this guy is 34. He just got out of jail for armed robbery and is currently on steroids and is a drug dealer. She would tell me for years about how ugly he was and how the police just raided his house, and if I ever got on steroids she would break up with me, or if I ever became a bikie she would break up with me as well. He used to be a bikie. So everything she told me that she didn't like in a man is the exact person she fucked. What's worse, she said it happened back in December 10 months ago and she did it twice, 2 weeks apart. One night in December she said she was going out in town with Monica, and that night she messaged me and said that she was basically going to sleep over at Monica's because it was easier. I didn't suspect a thing. I was never protective of her, never questioned her about her nights out, and never did anything of the sort. 2 weeks later she went out in town again with Monica and stayed over her house and said the exact same thing. Quote, "Babe, I'm staying at Monica's, good night, kiss kiss," end quote. I thought nothing of it. So she fucked this guy twice in 2 weeks, and Christmas was 2 weeks after that, which I took her to Singapore, business class, and stayed at 5-star hotels, which I paid 100% for. We stayed there over New Year's Eve, and the only reason I went was because she wanted to go bad, and since she has been really controlling the whole relationship, I think it was just to get me away from my friends over the New Year's so I wouldn't be drinking. 1 week before she cheated on me, I took her to Dubai on a business trip. I called her and asked, quote, "Hey, want to go to Dubai this weekend?" end quote. She was over the moon. Again, that was business class, all expenses paid, a $20,000 trip, no problem. I said, "Why didn't you tell me 10 months ago about this?" She said that this guy has been blackmailing her and saying, "If you don't tell him, then I will." She said she was going to tell me anyway because she felt so guilty, which is a complete lie. She would have never told me if he didn't threaten her. Now, after all this, I'm sitting there in shock and she starts to blame it all on me. Now, before I give you the reasons, I want to tell you that I'm good looking, rich, but wasn't rich when I first met her and only became rich halfway through our relationship. I have a great family, I have a great body, complete with a six pack. I've been the nicest guy in the world to her. I literally gave her everything she wanted. She was going through a parent divorce when I first met her and I comforted her through all of that, for which she wrote me multiple letters thanking me and saying she loved me so much and that I make her so happy. I would message her every 3 hours no matter how busy I was at work. I would call her after work and go to the gym with her and train with her. I paid for her gym membership too, the same gym where she met the guy she cheated on me with. And I was nice to her family and her mom. I always did the dishes when I ate at her house for dinner so her and her mom didn't have to. I was helping her start her own floristry business, for which I was setting up and paying for. I used to bring her lunch and coffee at her work from random times to surprise her. I used to buy her $400 flowers arrangements when she was upset about things, which was a lot. Now, after all this, I'm sitting there in shock and she starts to blame it all on me. Now, before I give you the reasons, I want to tell you that I'm good looking, rich, but wasn't rich when I first met her and only became rich halfway through our relationship. I have a great family, I have a great body, complete with a six pack. I've been the nicest guy in the world to her. I literally gave her everything she wanted. She was going through a parent divorce when I first met her and I comforted her through all of that, for which she wrote me multiple letters thanking me and saying she loved me so much and that I make her so happy. I would message her every 3 hours no matter how busy I was at work. I would call her after work and go to the gym with her and train with her. I paid for her gym membership too, the same gym where she met the guy she cheated on me with. And I was nice to her family and her mom. I always did the dishes when I ate at her house for dinner so her and her mom didn't have to. I was helping her start her own floristry business, for which I was setting up and paying for. I used to bring her lunch and coffee at her work from random times to surprise her. I used to buy her $400 flower arrangements when she was upset about things, which was a lot. So I was the nicest guy in the world, have everything going for me, and everyone can't believe how good I am to her. Anyway, her excuses as to why she fucked this criminal twice was that, 1. I wasn't giving her enough attention. 2. She didn't care about big expensive holidays. She reckoned she would rather more spontaneous small holidays, saying we never went on a picnic in the park. 3. I didn't kiss her enough during sex. And 4. I was taking medication which supposedly lowers your libido. Now, I'm going to reply to each 4 points about how this is fucking bullshit. 1. I wasn't giving her enough attention. Everyone used to say how much they can't believe I messaged and talked to her. Whenever we would go out on a date, every Wednesday, which she forced me to do, I would take her to a fancy restaurant and spend at least $300, and I would talk to her with my full attention and never looked at my phone. Meanwhile, she has her phone on the table and checks it every minute, all her Facebook and Snapchat notifications. I wasn't allowed to Snapchat. 2. She didn't care about big expensive holidays. She would rather more spontaneous small holidays, never went on a picnic in the park. So apparently calling her randomly and asking if she wants to go to Dubai for the weekend isn't spontaneous enough. And randomly driving in the car and asking if she wants to go to Melbourne in 2 weeks for a sky trip isn't spontaneous enough. So apparently this guy took her on a fucking picnic that night, he was chatting her up and fucked her. 3. I didn't kiss her enough during sex. We would have sex at least 3 times a week, and it was porn star quality sex. I mean, it didn't get any better. We did just about every position you can imagine. I have half the adult shop in my closet. Vibrators, the wand, butt plugs, handcuffs, ropes, lube, everything. She squirted every time we had sex, multiple times. I think I kissed her too much during sex, but apparently it wasn't enough. 4. I was taking medication which supposedly lowers your libido. There was a period where I got sick for a week, so we didn't have sex. Then she got sick, and then she got her period, so we didn't have sex for about 3 weeks. She blamed it all on my medication and made me go to the doctors and get my testosterone levels checked, for which they came back normal, but she still blamed it all on the tablets. I stopped taking the tablets anyway just for her. This was the week after she had gone and fucked this other guy, looking for any excuse to blame it all on me. Now she says she's not in love with this guy, doesn't like him, and she loves me so much and she's so sorry and will do anything to get me back. But I can't take her back, I can't forgive her, and she will continue blaming me for the rest of my life. She still doesn't really know the reason why she did it, twice. This has completely ruined her life because now my family and her family and friends all know what she did. Her mom and dad want to kill her and said how could she fuck this up and that I was the best guy ever and she did such a disgusting thing. She has lost all respect from my family and lost about 30 friends in the process. All for 2 fucks with a criminal. 2 fucks with this criminal was worth ruining her life, my life, my mom and her mom's lives and losing 30 friends when she had it all. My question to you is, why do you think she has done this? Why was I never good enough when I gave it all? I gave her the most attention out of everyone and it wasn't enough. Why was it never enough? Are all women like this? I'm traumatized from this relationship and I'm afraid to get into another now. Maybe I should live my life like Dan Bilzerian. In all honesty, after everything she's done, I still love her at the moment and I just want to be with her even though I know I can't. It's only been 1 week, so I guess time will heal. Anyway, thanks, I hope you can make a video about this. Hi Mr. Anonymous, thank you for your video request and your email detailing what actually happened with your ex-girlfriend. I can only imagine how upset and hurt you are right now. That feeling when your heart is being ripped out after a failed relationship is really painful. I will address all the main points you made about your ex and then give you my opinion about what went wrong and why. First of all, you mentioned that she was 22 years old. This girl was way too young for any relationships apart from casual sex or pump and dump. Women between the ages of 18 right up until the late 20s in the West are mainly interested in having fun, partying, riding the cock carousel and meeting as many guys as possible. She has a little girl mentality and has no idea about the real world or taking any responsibilities for her actions. As Tom Likas says in many of his podcasts, you should never date or be in relationships with young girls, especially when they're in their 20s. And take it from me personally, my last girlfriend was your girlfriend's age, she was 23 and I was in my mid 30s. While initially I thought that she was ready for a serious relationship, this was obviously before I went MGTOW and before this channel was born, during our breakup she spilled the beans and showed exactly how immature and childish she is. Like your girlfriend, my ex could not communicate with me and tell me about any issues she was having in our final months of the relationship before the breakup. So my point here is, dating 22-year-old girls is like dating immature kids. They may have a mature body and can give you great sex, but mentally they're not capable of being with you long term. When times get tough or they go through a hard period in a relationship, almost all of these young girls abandon ship or do something irrational which will lead to a relationship breakdown sometime down the track. I don't know whether you considered going MGTOW or not, but if you are a MGTOW, when you met this girl, you would have seen all the red flags and would not have started dating her. At best, this girl would have been a short-term fling or a simple pump and dump, but you went on to date with her for 3.5 years. Forget about her for a minute. Think about all the women you could have laid if you were not dating her or anybody else. You missed out on potentially betting dozens and dozens of other women. Or even better, you could have concentrated on your work and career, invested all that money and time you wasted on her in your future so you could retire early and do the things you love. Now let's go back and have a look at the main points. First of all, as I said before, young girls are terrible at communicating things, especially when things go wrong in the relationship. They will hide their feelings and emotions until the very end when she's breaking up with you. I'm 100% certain she spoke about you and the problems you guys were having in the relationship to other people such as her friends, your friends, relatives, and obviously this bad boy criminal. She must have told them about you and that things weren't working out and that guy saw an opportunity to sleep with her and did it. Instead of talking to you directly about her relationship fears, she chose to open up her heart and eventually her legs to this criminal bad boy. And to be honest, this type of behavior is not just limited to younger women. A lot of women in their 30s and 40s engage in this type of behavior. They will tell their car mechanic, their colleague at work, their sister's brother about your personal relationship problems, but you will always be the last person to know. This also happens when women get pregnant. Somehow the husband or the boyfriend is the last person to find out about the baby rabies. She also chose this criminal bad boy because he happened to be around her on a constant basis. It's a bad idea to have your girlfriend or wife spend any considerable amount of time around other men, no matter how innocent their interactions are, because sooner or later she will start thinking more about him sexually than anything else. I guess this is why Muslim women are covered up head to toe, so other men would not have any temptations. I'm not sure if you want to get into more serious relationships, but keep that in mind. Think of this man as vultures swirling around her. At any moment, they can strike and go in for the kill, or should I say penetration. Men and women can't be friends, just like wolves can't be friends with sheep. Now let's take a look at the 4 points she made in the email. Women will make up any excuse in the book to not be accused of being a cheating, lying whore. Women are akin to children. They're not used to being held responsible for anything they do. And even if they're pinned against the wall, they will say things like, "He wasn't giving me enough attention, love, company, romance, and so on." Unlike men, women can't come out and say straight up that they are cheating and being unfaithful, because by doing that they're taking responsibility. And as you know now, women are the automatic victim and it's always the man's fault, even if she cheats on you while you did nothing wrong. She said that you weren't giving her enough attention. Asking how much is enough attention is like asking how long is a piece of string. It's always better to give less attention than smother a woman with romance and too much attention. You also spend way too much money on her and she did not appreciate it in the end. When was the last time she paid for dinner or took you on a holiday, all expenses paid? And the fact that she was always on the phone shows again that she was not serious about you or the relationship. But then again, what do you expect from a 22-year-old girl? Social media has made it all too easy for women to cheat and ride the cock carousel. You also said that she did not allow you to Snapchat. That's another massive red flag, a girl controlling you. She said she didn't care about big expensive holidays, she would rather more spontaneous small holidays, and she hated how you never went on picnic in the park. This is just her bluffing and trying to grasp at anything to make you out to be this guy who was lazy and not in tune with her wants and needs. Most women would die to go on a holiday to Singapore or Dubai. Just watch out for those Dubai potta potties. Anyway, she's trying to twist anything you did for her into something negative. This is female nature. I bet she was over the moon when you asked her to join you on those overseas trips. She said that she didn't kiss her enough during sex. More pathetic excuses from an excuser. If you didn't kiss her enough during sex, what kind of a dumb reason is that to go and fuck another guy? She's getting more and more pathetic. The real reason is, she wanted to experience another guy. You met her when she was 18, and she obviously started getting bored, took you for granted, and wanted another man. It's obvious that your sex life had very little to do with it, considering your sex life was good. Women will use any excuse in the book to break up, even if they have nothing better to say. You said you were taking medication which supposedly lowers your libido. First of all, be careful taking any medication which changes your body chemistry if you don't need it for health reasons. And between me and you, you do not really need this medication. Just embrace the way you look and work on other factors such as your career and fitness and just being more interesting and well-read man. Not having sex for 3 weeks due to hectic lifestyles does not give her any right to go and sleep with that guy. What will happen when you go away for longer trips overseas for work? Is she going to bank half the city? She just can't accept the fact that what she did was wrong and blame it all on you. You will never get her to own up to being a cheating, lying cunt. That's just the way she is, and most other women who cheat have the same pathetic excuses. She sounds like a complete leech as well. You are going to pay for her own business. That means putting down a considerable amount of money to get it off the ground and paying for all the other ongoing expenses. You breaking up was the best thing that's ever happened to you. She was using you and you were blind to see it. The other red flag about this girl is the fact that her parents divorced. Usually women who had parents divorced think that any relationship, no matter how good it was before, can be ended on the spot. Avoid dating women from broken families. These people are an emotional mess. You mentioned yourself that she was constantly upset. Last but not least, you were way too nice to her and she ended up walking all over you. It's much better to be called an asshole than a nice guy. Women despise nice guys. They want men who are a challenge and make women chase them, not the other way around. Showering women with money and bending over backwards to please them only blows up in your face when she fucks the nearest loser to satisfy her selfish desires. So what to do from here? I hope for your own good that you have cut all contact with her completely. Do not go back to her. I repeat, do not go back to her. She did it once and she will do it again. And women do not respect men who put up with this type of behavior. The good news is that you had her in a prime year, so don't worry about it. Women are most attractive from 18 right up until 25. You nailed her for the last 3.5 years. Time to release her back into the wild. You are now a free man and can do with your life whatever you want. I would strongly consider going MGTOW, at least become a purple pill man. No relationships or dating, but occasional casual sex and one night stands. Just make sure to always use condoms and other birth control methods. Don't live with women and obviously do not get married. Breaking up with the next girlfriend can be hard. Imagine if she was your wife. Divorces literally kill thousands of men around the world each year. You sound like a decent bloke who makes a good living. If I were you, I would follow Lycus 101 and enjoy the bachelor lifestyle where you're in control. Don't let women derail you from the most important things in life such as your family, health and career. For now, I suggest to take off some time to find yourself. Go traveling, start a new hobby and try and better yourself in one way or another. Let this breakup turn you into a better man. Learn to forgive and forget your ex and the guy she cheated on with, because holding on to that anger will only make you bitter and angry for many months or years to come. And most importantly, now you know that there is a whole MGTOW community out there with like-minded men who went through similar ordeals. You must realize that whatever happened to you was not personal. This is just the way most women are. This is why more and more men choose to opt out of marriage and serious relationships. The juice is just not worth the squeeze. Now, work on yourself and remember that women are like buses. If you miss one, another will come in 5 minutes. Just don't marry that bus and let it move in with you. And always, always practice safe sex. Thanks for watching. Like this video and subscribe.